Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now. I know it feels like Tuesday. It's really Thursday. This is such a hoot. Having these short work weeks, and tomorrow, of course, is Friday. We'll have the Friday song. We'll have all kinds of stuff going on tomorrow. Today is a big day. A new Congress, including a Democrat House of Representatives, is in place. Next week here in the state of Nevada, we'll have a new governor, we'll have new constitutional officers, and we'll have a new legislature that is much more Democrat than it is Republican. To analyze all of that, John Zarpolis, he is the head of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, or Nevada Policy. Which name are you going by today?
I prefer Nevada Policy because it says what we do.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I want to ask you because I thought of you over the holidays. As you know, I took 10 days off or something over the holidays, and right smack dab in the middle of this thing, right before the holidays, you guys got a nice big wonderfully wrapped Christmas gift from the state Supreme Court involving PERS. Talk a little bit about what the state Supreme Court did and why that's going to be good for folks all across the state of Nevada.
Well, the state Supreme Court once again stood up for the rights of the taxpayers in this state and said, you need to be transparent, public employee retirement system of Nevada. We were heard last spring, had a ruling in October from the Supreme Court of Nevada that the public employee retirement system needs to provide what information it's asked of to let people know what's going on there. But they decided they would try one last-ditch attempt to waste some more taxpayers' money by paying attorney's fees and stall for another month and a half. But right in the middle of the holiday break, the Supreme Court of Nevada said, no, we didn't do anything wrong. You don't get to retry this again. Get on with this, PERS.
So when do you start getting names and addresses and salaries and whatever it is you're looking for?
Good question, because I don't know what else is up the PERS lawyer's sleeves. However, it has been thrown back to the district court, and we are optimistic that process will get going here right away, and we're hoping here in the next month or two to get the information that we asked for way back when.
Have you heard from the defendants?
We don't hear from them other than through the attorneys. No, we have not heard.
So there's no indication that in a a week or 2 weeks or 5 weeks or a month?
They always take the maximum time on their side to drag everything out. They always file the last day.
5 p.m.
So it doesn't get exactly last minute, so that it just takes longer, longer, longer. And I go to sleep at night wondering, why? Why do they want to delay the information that belongs to the people? What about the people in the PERS system, the pensioners in the state? Don't they have a right to know what's going on? But no, they just keep dragging it out and dragging it out and delaying. And why? To what end? I mean,
well,
why
I think,
we
hey,
know?
John, I think I've got at least a partial handle on this. And I think there's a point at which people in government, people in institutions, they forget that we, you and I,
yeah,
Jameson on the other side of the glass, we are the customer. We are the client.
Right.
And the client's always right, and the client is entitled to some form of transparency. And I think they just forget who the customer is, who the client is.
Okay. But the Supreme Court rules and says you have to give it to them. And then they decide, well, let's just try and drag it out some more.
Take another look at it. Well, see if it looks any different today than it did 6 months ago.
That, to me, is just crazy that this keeps going on and on. Here's another suggestion for PERS. They have put in a web conferencing system for their PERS meetings between the North and the South, which is great. They can meet by video conferencing. I was told it cost them six figures to put this system in. Wouldn't it be nice if they flipped a switch and threw it online so the whole state could see the conference and what was going on in that meeting, or videotape it and then let us view the tape later?
Well, it's similar to what the legislature does.
Yes.
Where you can see it on TV, or you can look at it on your laptop or on your smartphone. And they're not crazy about that either.
No, they haven't done that. I mean, they set up this beautiful system so they could talk to each other, but nobody else should peek into the system and see what they're talking about. These are open meetings. You can go to the meeting on either end. But why they don't record it, why they don't broadcast it is beyond me.
Okay, so this ruling by the state Supreme Court, it means that people are going to be able to, on Transparent Nevada.
Correct.
Which is something that you generate at NPRI. And explain what's on Transparent Nevada.
Okay, Transparent Nevada is a complete listing of any employee within the state, local or state, their total compensation. Not just what their salary is, but what their pension is. This is why we're asked for pension information. And we're also trying to see who's eligible for multiple pensions, because there's a lot of that going on. And shouldn't the taxpayers be aware that someone's got a pension and they're working on the next pension and how much they're going to end up getting paid in the end? So this is part of the pushback from PERS, is they don't want us to know that information. So anyway, transparentnevada.com, you can go there, put in anybody's name in the state who works in government, and up will come their page and all that.
So in other words, if I'm sitting in a cubicle and I want to know what the guy or the gal in the cubicle next to me is making, which might be more than I'm making, you can just go to transparentnevada.com?
All government information should be open and public, and it is in terms of salaries and their compensation.
Is there in the order by the state Supreme Court, is there a time certain, is there a date certain for when this stuff has to be offered up?
No, that gets settled in the district court. So it went back to the judge of the district court who originally ruled in our favor, too. And he has to set that up and give them the deadlines and the time to turn this stuff over.
I want to ask you, though, about government in general in the state of Nevada. It does appear that sunshine, which is always a great disinfectant, is sometimes lacking.
Yes.
Where does that come from? Is that just an attitude that seems to permeate what goes on in Carson City? Is it something else? But it seems like it's really extreme that they don't want us to know what they're doing. They don't want us to know what they're up to.
It is an attitude. It's interesting. It changes from state to state. I mean, there seems to be a climate about it. They were much more open here in Nevada, according to my predecessors and people I talked to. And it seems like they're getting more, the big bureaucrats are becoming bolder and bolder and just saying no. Now, we've got a remedy to this. There is currently a bill. It's been drafted. It has bipartisan support to put a penalty on the bureaucrat that withholds the information. Personal penalty. Because right now, PERS says no. They don't give the information. We sue them. We eventually win the lawsuit. We eventually get the information, and the taxpayers pay our costs to sue them and the legal fees to prevent us from getting the information. Anybody on the PERS board or anyone who works for PERS, we want to put a penalty, a personal penalty, on the person who made that decision not to release the information. It's been done in 16 other states, I believe it's on the books. It varies in different types of penalties. Some of them are flat rates. Some of them are so much per month. It's a percentage. Anyway, we are working with a large coalition here, Nevada Press Association, ACLU. A lot of groups have come together, and we want to try and get this through the next session in February.
Have you run the BDR, the bill draft? Have you run it past any 2019 legislators?
Yes, and we will have sponsorship from both sides. So
that's great.
It's going to happen. And we really, really would like as much support as possible. We'll be in here to talk to you about it, how people can call their legislators and push them. Push them, because there's going to be pushback from the bureaucrats. They're going to say, oh, it costs too much to get the information, or this takes too much time. We will need more staff. Okay, it's just part of the job, guys. Get used to it. Do it and just make it happen and make it really simple. Put everything online in the beginning. Then you don't have to have us write to you to ask for it. Put the checkbooks up online, and then we wouldn't even bother you.
John Zarpolis joining us. He's the head of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, or Nevada Policy. You can check them out. They have a wealth of information that you're going to want to know, including Transparent Nevada, which I think is amazing, and which has even stretched into California. We'll talk about that aspect of Transparent Nevada. There is now a Transparent California, and it's taking the state by storm. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday. Wayne Allen Root is not going to be joining us today. Normally, he's a Thursday fixture on the show. He has a doctor's appointment, so he's going to be on with us later in the week. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada. I just love it. I love living here, and every time I look out our window, here at our studios here in Las Vegas, I look across the street at McCarran International Airport. I always go, man, what a beautiful place to live. Just absolutely gorgeous. John Zarpolis joining us, the head of Nevada Policy Research Institute, or Nevada Policy, or just NPRI. We were talking about Transparent Nevada. There is a Transparent California that NPRI generates. And my understanding is, I've heard from people there, that people are storming the Bastille over this, that people are going nuts with Transparent California. How did you make the decision to do that?
Well, we actually started off in a partnership with a group out of California, the California Policy Center, and then we some point decided to take it over ourselves. They came to us because Transparent Nevada worked so well, was doing doing great guns. And then they wanted to do something similar in California. But what's happening in California because of transparent.california.com is that good information on who's getting paid is really causing trouble over there. Because, oh, we're always underpaid. You're always hearing how they're underpaid. And then you'll pull up the town next door and your guys are 40% higher than the guys in the town next door. And suddenly the taxpayers have ammunition to go to the town meeting and say, hey, wait a minute, they're getting paid more than the guys over there. We really are having an effect on sort of the runaway pay scales in California. There's a constant drumbeat. The local media is our biggest user. Local newspapers can do stories so easily by pulling up a couple of the people working in that county or that school board district or whatever, pull up those salaries, look at the next town over and go, why are they so much higher? This happens constantly. We're always getting calls. And we are at 1 million people a week, 1 million page views a week in California on this website. It's phenomenal traffic.
Well, and you know, we always, you always see these initiatives and the, Prop 13 and Prop 8 and all of that. The people of California, they want a say in their government. I mean, they want to have, in order to do that, they have to have the information.
Right.
And that's what you provide. I'm very short on time, and I want to get to something that I saw. Every Friday, you send out kind of an in case you missed it. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of factoids and opinions and stuff that a lot of people might have missed. You did a really neat piece on millennials as parents. And millennials, millennial parents and how they view education choice. And as you know, because NPRI has been right there in the fight, relative to ESAs, education savings accounts, the opportunity scholarships, and all these other things that are out there. Talk a little bit about the millennials and how millennial parents, those with kids, how they view education choice as opposed to maybe their parents.
It's amazing that they are so in favor of school choice. Besides that little article, we actually did polling here in Nevada last summer. 63% of millennials believe in school choice. They want options. They want to be able to pick and choose. And why shouldn't they? They pick and choose in their phones. They pick and choose in their restaurants, their food. Everything in our life, we have choice except schools. We have the one monopoly government system. And they don't like that. They would like options. They understand that not every kid is the same. They understand that their child isn't necessarily the same as them and wants the same path. And that there has to be some choices in schools and some variety. They get it. They really do. And it also polls very well in Hispanic districts here in Nevada. It's amazing. They understand the concept and they understand that our schools are failing. And one of the ways to change that is to offer some opportunities and choices.
In our final couple of minutes, we've got another legislature, another session that begins in February. We're going to get everybody sworn in, I think, next Monday. We're going to have a new governor next Monday. And I want to ask you what you expect. And again, I've only got about 90 seconds, but I'm curious your thoughts on how much we can expect. And also highlighting the fact that NPRI is going to be there reporting every day from the legislature. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect out of this?
Yes. Well, first of all, NPRI.org or NevadaPolicy.org gets to the same website, and we will have the tracker up. We are going to track all the key legislation going on up there with updates, and you can take a look right there to know what's happening and what state your bill is at and anything you're interested in. What to expect? I think it's payback time for the unions, payback time for Democrat progressives. It's going to be frightening that there's not a Republican veto pen to slow some of the bad ideas down. Minimum wage is on the table, the whole property tax system, how it's set up. Will they implement local property taxes? Right now we only have state property taxes. Where will this go? How much will they start raising taxes? Look for some movement on the commerce tax, like start picking off some of those industries and raising a little bit here, a little bit there. It's going to all be about for the children, fund the schools, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it's just going to mean more money out of your pocket. I worry about right to work. We've had the Supreme Court Janus ruling that makes government workers maintain their rights not to have to join a union. But there's nothing to say about the private sector, and I would think that the unions want payback on that and would want to repeal right to work in this state.
If folks want to know more about NPRI, where do they go? And give us just a quick 30-second synopsis of what's there for them.
Go to NPRI.org. You can email us at info@NevadaPolicy.org. And what is there is a host of issues, state and local. We're always digging into things. We're a watchdog, and we're also your primary source for good, limited government, free market ideas on how to solve our state and local problems.
That's John Zarpolis. He's the head. He's the grand poobah at NPRI. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. A lot of Nevadans
are not getting paid during this government shutdown. What are we at? Day 13, I believe it is. About 30% of the roughly 11,000 federal workers are going without paychecks. What is this? The Center for American Progress. It's a liberal group. Calculated nationwide, state by state. And what they have discovered, a nationwide, just more than 473,000 federal workers are furloughed. And so what this means is a lot of folks here in Nevada are going to go without a paycheck. I believe January 11th is their scheduled payday. I know we have a statewide audience. I know we have an audience that blows into a signal that blows into Hawthorne and Pahrump and Amargosa Valley and Battle Mountain and Ely and Sparks and Reno and Carson City and in the Coachella Valley as well. I want to talk to those of you that are furloughed, that are caught in the middle of this government shutdown. The president weeks ago said, hey, I'll take ownership of this shutdown. Don't worry about it, Chuck. I'll take the blame for it. If that is indeed the truth, I want to find out, though. Most of these government shutdowns, the government workers' back pay is restored as soon as they are back. And it takes them maybe a pay period to do it. But Congress always makes good with these people. And so you know, this idea that they're all going to lose money is simply not true. But I want to talk directly to those of you caught up in this. 3,400 Nevadans are not getting paid during the government shutdown. 3,400. And I want to find out, I want to hear first-person testimony. So I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you what this whole government shutdown is about. I want to hear your personal story. Did your kids go without Christmas gifts? I don't think so. Is your family going without food? Or gas money? Are you in hock to Envy Energy or one of the utilities? Call me right now and let me know your story. Because the Center for American Progress is a liberal, a flaming liberal organization. By the way, I'm going to digress just for a second. But we will get to your calls coming up in a couple of minutes at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I have had it up to here. I saw Mitt Romney on one of the cable news channels this morning. He either had a presser or he made a statement or something. He's trying to make nicey nice with the president after trashing his not his policies but his character. I mean, it was really ugly what Romney did in that New York Times op-ed, and then went on Jake Tapper's show. In fact, tell you what, let's go to cut 3. This is Mitt Romney with Jake Tapper. And the question he's trying to answer is essentially, why did you wait till now, a day before you're being sworn into the United States Senate, why did you wait till now to come out and savage the president of the United States?
When you say that you have issues with his character and you talk about his integrity and honesty, the suggestion being that he lacks integrity and honesty, what specifically has he done that has bothered you? What is the rhetoric that has come from his mouth, his actions that trouble you the most?
Well, over the course of the last 2 years, I have put out a number of statements that relate to things that were of a great concern to me. The Charlottesville response by the president was something that gave me great concern. The support for Roy Moore in the Senate race was something I was very, very concerned about. His attack on the media, I wrote an entire piece about that. So I've laid out time and again places where I disagree with the president, and I think it's very important for a president to demonstrate the qualities of integrity and honesty, forthrightness, empathy, and respect for the institutions of our democratic republic. I think those are all parts of the job. And while I agree with them on a lot of policy fronts and salute the work that's been done by the Republican leadership in Washington, there are places that relate to the, if you will, forming of national character that I think we can do a better job.
Well, you've called him a fraud. I mean, in 2016, you gave a very strong speech in Utah or Arizona, calling him a fraud. Some people who are allied with the president, some people who are not allied with the president say, hey, you know, the president endorsed you in your Senate race and you accepted the endorsement. The president pointed that out today. You interviewed for a job with him to be potentially Secretary of State. What changed? Why were you willing to talk to him and accept his endorsement when you have all these reservations about him?
Well, you know, after he was elected president, it was very much my hope that he would rise to the occasion, rise to the mantle of the office. After all, becoming president of the United States is quite an elevation for anybody. And he had said during the campaign that he could be extraordinary presidential. When I hear that, I think of Washington and Lincoln and Jefferson and Roosevelt and Kennedy and Eisenhower. And I think of those qualities. And I think that while he spoke of that and while that was my hope, I don't think he's followed through on that front the way he's followed through on some of his other promises.
Do you regret accepting his endorsement when he sent that tweet during your Senate?
He was endorsing me. I wasn't endorsing him. Mm-hmm. And I haven't decided who I'm going to endorse in 2020. I'm going to wait and see what the alternatives are.
That's Mitt Romney yesterday. Jake Tapper on CNN. The president responded to Mitt Romney's op-ed criticism. And he did this during a televised cabinet meeting. They let the cameras just stay in. And can I tell you, I love that. I love that when the president does that. I especially like it when he makes Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer kind of squirm in their seats when the cameras are rolling and Nancy Pelosi is saying, you know, we really ought to be doing this behind closed doors. We ought to be doing this later. Well, this was the president. This was cut four, and it was the president of the United States at this cabinet meeting responding to the Romney criticism.
I think that Mitt Romney hopefully will be a team player, and if he's not, that's okay too. Look, I handle it. I mean, I just got rid of. I wouldn't say good. They say they retired. They say that Bob Corker retired. They say that Jeff Flake, wonderful guy. I never even met him, and he's hitting me. He was going to tell people how to win in 2020 because 2016 can't. He wrote a book about it. Didn't work out too well, that book, because we won in 2016 because we didn't want to wait till 2020. So Jeff Flake is now selling real estate or whatever he's doing. He'll probably go to work for CNN. That's my prediction. Bob Corker, unfortunately, you know, had a good relationship. Then he thought he was going to get some publicity for himself. And his ratings tubed, where he couldn't have come in fourth in the primary. He was going to be a senator. Bob Corker was going to be a senator for another 20 years. And then for some reason, he hit me because he thought it was going to be good publicity. It didn't work out too well. So with Mitt, I hope he's a team player. But if he's not, that's okay, too.
I love that when the president plays hardball with these people trying to, put a notch on their belt that they took down the president of the United States. I love this. And what I don't understand with it, whether it's Jeff Flake or it's John Kasich and all these people that think they can take down the president, didn't they learn anything in 2015 and 2016? Didn't they learn what Hillary learned and Rick Perry learned and John Kasich learned?
They just didn't learn the lesson of history. Coming up, we'll go to your calls. JD will be leading us off. All the rest of you right behind him. I've got one line open. You want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Harry Reid speaks.
Yeah. New Yorker Magazine, I guess it is, with an in-depth exclusive interview with Harry Reid. I wonder in the interview if he explains why the Trump administration has had two solid conservatives named to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hmm. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. We've been kind of all over the map in the first, 45 minutes to almost an hour. Our phone line's always available to you, and I've got one open right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And to the 3,400 of you all across the state who are federal workers furloughed on January 11th, if all things go as expected, you will not be getting a paycheck on January 11th. And I want to find out what it's like for you. Tell you what, let's go to JD. JD, thanks for being patient. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. First of all, I want to wish you a very successful new year for 2019. Second, I'd like to congratulate you. It seems like only you and I know that these federal workers got paid on December the 28th, and their next paycheck is January the 11th. It seems like the entire news media has portrayed these people as derelicts, as homeless, and not one of them, including your radio station news, Fox News, which is getting worse by the day, does not inform the public that they got paid on the 28th of December, and they will get paid on the 11th if we go back. If not, they'll get paid down the road. I guarantee you all of these public, all of these federal workers are probably rooting for a shutdown. They probably prepare for a shutdown because they know it's a paid vacation. When the lowliest of federal secretaries makes $93,000 a year plus benefits, I don't think anybody's missing a meal. And these poor federal workers that everybody is feeling so sorry for, it really amazes me. In regard to the Harry Reid interview, Harry Reid had an interview with himself.
JD, you are amazing. You are even at the beginning of the year, you are in mid-season form, my friend.
Well, let's hope that we can keep it up, because they are going to. I know I'm using old time, but I got to say this about Pelosi. I saw her interview today on Channel 3 with some dingbat female reporter who doesn't know anything about anything, and she said, asked her the question, do you think a sitting president will be able to be impeached, even though the Justice Department 40 years ago said no? I believe this is what she said, because it's so hard to hear her. She says, I don't believe a sitting, well, that's for the debate, but I don't believe a sitting president can be impeached until he's out of office. A sitting president out of office can be impeached.
God.
She's a moron.
She's scared, but you know what? The left, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez folks of this world, I think have seen through her, and her days, she's almost like dead woman walking, really, when you consider it. JD, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This Mitt Romney thing still has me steamed, though, because Mitt Romney lost. And he had sour grapes. But then he said, well, maybe I can be Secretary of State. So he went for an interview. It just boggles the mind. My late mother used to have a saying. And the term she always used was, he has the nerve of a burglar. The nerve of a burglar. And that's what Mitt Romney does. First of all, he gets the endorsement of the President of the United States. And it was a full-throated endorsement. And then the day before he's going to be sworn in, he is trashing the guy that endorsed him. And the stupid answer, well, just remember, he endorsed me. I didn't endorse him. Oh, okay. And let me go to cut eight, because I think Sean Hannity put this thing in pretty good perspective last night during his opening monologue. And he can't understand Romney going on, you know, cozying up to the left-wing media, folks like Jake Tapper. This was Sean Hannity last night. It's cut eight. Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel.
He's not been sworn in as senator, and Romney is already launching a feckless attack against the president following his op-ed slamming President Trump for so-called character and leadership issues. Well, the RNC chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, his niece, tweeted, well, for an incoming Republican freshman senator to attack President Trump as their first act feeds into what the Democrats and the media want and is disappointing and unproductive. Our friend, the great one, Mark Levin, issued an even dire warning, writing, it's clear Romney will be a destructive force in the Senate, playing to the liberal media, which will praise him and seeking to create a pathway to the presidency. And I'll add, by the way, and I supported Mitt Romney, that's the same media that brutalized him in 2012. It's sad that he has more interest in cozying up to those people on the left that hated him than sticking up for protecting American citizens. Record low unemployment, American energy independence, securing our borders, issues he says he claims about, especially the Democrats continue to pursue this radical left agenda. In 90 days, you will know how left they are.
Coming up on the other side of the news, by the way, we'll have the latest on the swearing in of the new House of Representatives. The new Democrat House of Representatives, and the election. In fact, the election is supposedly underway right now on the election for Speaker. We may have more information coming up in just about 3 minutes from right now. It'll be interesting to see. One of the things that I think is going to be important going forward. In fact, Jeff Gillen did a great piece last night on News 3 here in Las Vegas. And he interviewed me, and one of the things I told him was I don't think much is going to get done in Washington, that it's going to be essentially great theater, but not much else. Great theater, but not much beyond great theater. You know, are we going to get a middle-class tax cut? No. Are we going to get, a change to our, you know, broken immigration policy? Probably not. The fact is, not much is going to happen. It's going to be, and as I told Jeff Gillen and the folks at News 3, it's going to be great theater. But I don't think anything's going to get done. The place that scares me is Carson City. We'll talk about that coming up as well. We'll go to your phone calls. Will, Ron, all the rest of you, stay right where you are. We'll get to your calls leading off the next hour. As we continue, it is Live and Local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.